Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast by LeithCars.com. I'm your host and local gearhead, Mark Arson. Now, this podcast is designed to be a place where you can learn about some of the newest, coolest cars, trucks, and SUVs hitting our showrooms around the Leith Automotive Group and get the scoop on the automotive must-attend events in the Carolinas and Virginia. Now, if you haven't done so yet, please follow us on social at LeithCars and keep our website handy, LeithCars.com. Now, we wrapped up our fourth season of 0 to 60 TV in 2019 at the Drag Strip, Gallant Motorsports Park, near Dunn, North Carolina, to be exact. And that's where my co-host, Steve Euland, and I ventured to attend opening day of the East Coast Nostalgia Drag Race and Muscle Car Showdown. Now, the only downside to a great day at the Strip was that we had way too many cool drag racers to meet, and we just could not squeeze all of our interviews into that final video of the season. So we've saved a few of the best cuts for you now on this edition of the 0 to 60 podcast.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
Now, the East Coast Nostalgia Drag Race and Muscle Car Showdown is a new event to Gallant and was masterfully pulled together by Nostalgia Drag Racing fan Nancy Wilson. Nancy helped Steve and I meet and speak with several of the pioneers of this sport. Really awesome to get to meet these people and to see the cars that they had a hand in building or racing or that they maintain today. Now, here Steve Euland talks with Bob Bilbo about the famous Linwood Bilbo dragster from the early 1960s. This is one of those dragsters, you know, the long, skinny ones with the little tires at the front and the big racing slicks in the back. The difference is when these guys raced them, the engines were in front of the driver. Nowadays, in modern drag racers, the engine is behind the driver for safety and other reasons. Here's Steve.
Bob, can you tell us, take us back to the 60s and the start of this magnificent vehicle?
Well, first I realized I was born in 1960. My dad, this is how he fed our entire family, six of us. He built dragsters for himself racing and other people liked them and he was winning, so he started selling them. He built almost 400 of these in kit form or in a total welded up production. This one has a 392 Hemi, an injected Hemi running on nitro, like 70%. A lot of famous people started in Linwood cars. Joe Amata used to have one, world champion. Bruce Larson's down the road. He has two of them here, two Linwood cars. Joe Jacona, Jim and Allison Lee. There was tons of racers had to start on these because he built these for the general public. You know, it was $290 for a welded frame.
$290. You buy the frame and then you drop your engine in it and you go racing.
My dad went like 174 mile an hour. Some people were up in the 180s. Joe Tucci set the first national record at ATCO, New Jersey in a Linwood car. I think it was like 168. Pretty impressive for 1960.
Pretty impressive. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing the flames leap out of those pipes. I'll probably light my cigarette on it.
Oh, you could.
It's a pleasure meeting you today, Bob. All the best to you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Now, I learned about a heavy metal connection with the Linwood Bilbo dragster from fellow Bilbo team member Bill Klein.
You gotta love that sound here at the drag strip. Yeah. So, Bill, this car is the very definition of a classic dragster.
Yeah.
Where are some of the places you take the Bilbo dragster these days, besides like today's nostalgia drag race event?
We take it all around the country, and we've had it out to Bakersfield, California for National Hot Rod Association. We've taken it to Indy for the U.S. Nationals several times. We just came from the Gator Nationals and all, and the National Hot Rod likes to have this car because it's such a correct piece, and people really enjoy seeing it at all. We've done some concerts for Metallica, Of course, the lead guitarist there is a real big car guy, real big car buff, and he loves to have it. So we've done two or three concerts in Atlantic City and a couple in Chicago for him, and we'll be doing some in the future. But the car gets around.
Yeah, I wonder if this car was the inspiration for Metallica's song called Fuel.
No, actually, people have asked that, but this was actually after we met them and got involved with them or whatever, you know, but a great bunch.
Another one of the original dragsters that we saw at the East Coast Nostalgia drag race event in Dunn back in October was this car called the E.T. Shaker. It's a custom 1931 Bantam Roadster. Painted up in this beautiful, bright orange metallic. It was just incredible under the sun that morning. So my co-host Steve Ulan wanted to know just how thrilling of a ride the E.T. Shaker was back in the day. And that's what he asked Ron Zavarella.
So if I was able to rent a Navy jet for the day, Ron, would I be ahead of you or behind you? Give me some notion about the performance of this beauty.
Well, I think the Navy jet has a thrill and a high speed sustained all its own. In quarter mile drag racing, you know, you're going to leave the line from a dead stop and cross the finish line at, in this particular car, 167 miles an hour in 8.5 seconds. Unlike a supercharged car on nitro, well, no, that's a 4-second car, 300 miles an hour. But you get the idea. But whatever floats your boat, the Navy jet versus suiting up and strapping into a land-based rocket.
I'm going to forget the Navy jet. And thank you for your interview today. This has been an inspirational car. No wonder so many people are gathered around it. Thank you very much, Ron.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Now, one of the standout dragsters at the show in 2019 was the 1967 Buick Skylark 400 GS, known as Ingenue. In fact, this car, the Buick, which is the world's only Buick-powered Buick funny car. The car won the award for best funny car in the show. And I got to speak with Steve Malise, who was another member of the Ingenue team, on just how did they get this candy apple red fiberglass bodied Buick drag car built back in 1967.
The way we got funding was that I presented this car's concept to the Fiberborough Buick dealer group as a group. And I guess three meetings later, they agreed to fund building the car with a cap with car, trailer, and spare motors and transmissions of $25,000. That was the amount today. But this is 1967, so. But we had to build this car with nobody ever having run one of these engines in anything. It was, in top fuel. I mean, it was nothing, or in funny car. It was never done before.
Okay, so when you say no one had ever run an engine like this, so what makes this engine different from the other cars at the time?
It's a Buick. It's not a Chrysler. It's not a Dodge. It's not a Chevrolet. It's not a Pontiac. It's a Buick. And everything about this engine doesn't interchange with, like, a big block Chevy, So we had to start with the crankshaft and connecting rods, pistons, valves, timing, the manifold that the blower mounts on had to be hand fabricated. The whole front of the engine we changed so it would work in this car with a dry sump oil system, and it was quite a challenge, And then, of course, the chassis and the car were our design, but it was a similar kind of design to what Mercury was doing at the time with these flip-top funny cars. So then we had to find a body, a fiberglass body, and a fellow Romeo Palamedes in Chicago made one for himself, and then he made one for us, and it was just popped off a rental car. Believe it or not, I mean, it was popped off of a rental car, this fiberglass shell. So we went out to Chicago in a snowstorm and got it, brought it back to Brooklyn, and made it fit.
So, Steve, this car ran from 67 to, I guess,
71.
71?
71. One of the problems we had with this whole program was that the New Jersey group was supposed to come in and pick up campaigning the car, funding the campaigning of the car, and they backed out and didn't do it. So we got a finished car with spare engine, spare transmission, and no funding to get this car to races. And that's expensive, you know. So we did it ourselves pretty much for two, 3 years. And then one of the guys that worked for me took over. I gave him the car to use. I said, just, you know, run it. If you want to run it, run it. So that's what happened.
But did this car kind of, you know, go in the weeds for a while? And
it went in the weeds from 1971 to 2000. Well, 10 years ago, he found it. John found it in Ohio in a museum. And it was rough as could be, but it was all there. You know, not the engine. The engine was gone. But the rest of the car was intact. All the bracketry, the front suspension, the rear suspension was all still there, as it is now, you know.
Well, Steve, thank you for bringing Ingenue here to the Nostalgia Drag Race muscle car event here at Glatt Motorsports Park this weekend. It is a beautiful car. I really love seeing a Buick muscle car dragster, funny car out here, and great job with it and keeping it up after all these years, Steve.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, Steve Ulan wrapped up our day at the drag strip at Glatt by learning from Joe Pappas. He was another one of the old school drag racers. And Joe told us about the origins of the Mopar missile.
We have Joe Pappas to tell us about this missile, which can go how quickly?
Well, this car was about an 870 car at about 170 miles an hour.
Very fast.
That's pretty fast for 1974, 75 era.
So if you had a cigarette, it would just blow it right out, right?
It would.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think one of the reasons this car is so quick, it's under 2,000 pounds. Am I right?
Yes, it is. It's 1,850 pounds ready to race. It was our answer from Chrysler to meet NHRA rules to build a car with a small block engine as opposed to the Hemi.
Yes.
And so we could run 6.75 pounds per cubic inch.
Tell me, Joe, what is it like to accelerate? What is it like to be behind the wheel of this beast?
It pushes you back in the seat, but it's a lot of fun.
So if you have false teeth, you have to readjust them, is that right? Yeah. They probably go to the back of your head.
That could be. Luckily, I still have all mine. So.
So that was a story from the 2019 East Coast Nostalgia Drag Race and Muscle Car Shakedown in Dunn, North Carolina. A huge thanks once again to event organizer Nancy Wilson and all of the awesomely cool old school drag racers we met that weekend. Now, there's even more on this event in our 0 to 60 TV episode, which you can see at LeithCars.com under the Media tab. Thanks once again for listening to the 0 to 60 podcast brought to you by LeithCars.com.
0 to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at LeithCars.
The copyright in this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.